An Australian scientist says his study of a common ingredient used in sunscreens should help allay fears about nanoparticles in such products. The study found that the immune system can break down tiny particles of zinc oxide, which make it into the body. But it seems unlikely completely to settle the long-running nanoparticle safety debate. Simon Lauder.
Nanoparticles are measured in billionths of metres, which means they can behave differently than bigger particles do. Their size makes them effective in sunscreen, but has also raised concerns about how they interact with the cells of the body. An Australian study has answered one of the questions about nano-sized particles of zinc oxide, similar to those used in sunscreen. In research partly funded by the CSIRO, postdoctoral research fellow at the Australian Synchrotron, Simon James, has now demonstrated that the cells of the immune system are able to ingest and break down nanoparticles of zinc oxide.
I hope that these findings will go a long way to show people. I mean, there's already abundant evidence that zinc oxide sunscreen is a safe alternative as any other sunscreen, and that obviously wearing sunscreen is incredibly important, and that very few of these nanoparticles are able to make it into the body, and then now we've basically got more evidence that even if some do, the body's got a mechanism for getting rid of them.
Campaign group Friends of the Earth says the study doesn't answer the question of whether nanoparticle sunscreens are safe, partly because it looked only at zinc oxide, not another ingredient which is used in some sunscreens in nanoparticle form, titanium dioxide. Dr. Maxine McCall is the leader of the CSIRO's nanosafety research program. Dr. McCall says the study looked at a slightly different kind of zinc oxide than that which is commonly used in sunscreens.
It's a really interesting piece of work and an important piece in what is quite a big puzzle. The study, though, wasn't dealing with zinc oxide particles as they appear in sunscreens. In a sunscreen, the nanoparticles are frequently coated with a hydrophobic coating that's either applied by manufacturers or it's acquired from oily molecules that are in the sunscreen formulation. So it's a bit of an extrapolation to take the results from the study talked about today, in which the zinc oxide particles are dispersed in a cell culture medium and then exposed to macrophages. The results might be different. They might be the same, but they also could be different if you have zinc oxide particles coated with an oily surface.
Dr. McCall and her team are undertaking a study applying sunscreen to mice to determine the long-term effects.
There have been concerns expressed about nanoparticles in sunscreen, so we just want to really ask the question, what are the biological effects? So when you're doing these studies, there's two aspects. You need to know, first of all, if you're exposed to the nanoparticles. If they just stay on the surface of the skin, there really is not an issue. If they're dermally absorbed, then it means where our biological systems are exposed to the nanoparticles. So you need to investigate then whether there is any hazard involved in that. So in other words, what's the biological response to internal exposure to the nanoparticles?
Dr. McCall says the results of that study won't be ready for at least another year. She says the best advice remains, keep using sunscreen.
The message that we must make clear is that we know the dangers from being burnt by the sun, and the dangers of using sunscreens with or without nanoparticles are considerably less than getting severe sunburn.
Dr. Maxine McCall from the CSIRO, ending that report from Simon Lauder.